feel kind of little to get up here. Many good preachers here. And I know the Lord will be with us. And I thank the Lord for the good meeting we've been having. While some of us have been afflicted in body, we thank the Lord for victory in our souls. And I thank the Lord for as many that has come out during this wintry weather to meet him. And I know the Lord will bless every one of us. I sang about a scripture. I believe I heard someone read it yesterday. Man that is born of woman is few days and full of trouble. I just thought about that scripture, and we could put it like this in 1-2. Man that's born a woman, few days and lots of trouble. Think about the few days, we don't know how long we'll be here, do we?
No, that's true.
When we get thinking about time and these things, it makes us wonder. Probably this will be last meeting here at Guthrie for some of us. I thought last night, and Brother Barton, or I believe it was today, had all of them to stand up that was so old. We've lived out our time. 70 is your lot of time. Reasonable health, 80. We're just living now what the Lord wants us to. We served him. And I thank the Lord because I have lived for it. I have had 6 of us brothers. None of them, one of them one time, 2 of them got saved, but they wouldn't stay saved. I was the only one in the bunch that lived for the Lord. And I don't regret one minute of the time I put in for the Lord. And I think about these scriptures, it makes me want to live closer to it. Man, born woman, 2 days in full trouble. And then I have another scripture that requests get the other way kindly. I think about that in a few days and full of trouble. That 14th chapter of Job, in the first verse, right on down in that verse, the 14th verse, it reads like this, a question asked there. Says, if a man, talking about men now, this other scripture says, man is born woman, 2 days and full of trouble. This scripture says, if a man die, will he live again? I think about that scripture, love. If a man die, will he live again? I thank the Lord because we can be ready to die. I think about that too. The Lord will help us to live for him. And I'm not tired of living for him. I spoke about my brothers. One of them's 85 years old. He planned to get saved not long back. He's in the hospital. We talked to him different times, but he'll never pray so he can hear him. I believe if we'll live for the Lord, we'll have prayer on our hearts sometimes so somebody can hear. I'm just thinking now, meeting is getting more than half gone. You know, this is the last night we'll ever meet in this world this year. Last night, year's almost gone. Have we lived it for the Lord? I thought about the young folks today. Brother, talking to you, be encouraged. Live for the Lord. Don't give him up. I would hate to think now I hadn't lived for the Lord when I just as well lived for him, did live for him. I don't regret it. And that's just be encouraged. Every one of you young folks, you'll meet with lots of things, lots of hard places, and places seem like you have to fight hard, but it'll be good for you. Be good for you. Stay right with the Lord. Just think, why, I never got saved to go back on the Lord. You know, that's one thing that helped me along before I got saved. I counted the cost before I started. I think now I don't want to get saved and do like most of them, go back on the Lord in a few days and live along that way, maybe next fall to another meeting. I don't want to do that. I wanted to live so I could look back and see that I lived that time for the Lord. I wanted to see that I lived for it. Now this year's almost gone. How have we lived it? Have you lived it for the Lord, most of it? Why not have lived all of it? Never be another day in this year. It's gone. Done and gone. Tomorrow's going to be a new year too, if it gets here. Going to be a new year, going to be a new month, going to be a new week, new day. Let's live it for the Lord. I say, you young folks, and everybody's got saved, settle it tonight. You come back here next year, be a servant God.
Amen.
We don't get much out of it just to get saved in a few days back. Live and go that way till the next meeting comes by. Let's live it. Be ready to start into it. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We've heard that. We can be strong. Every one of us, God has grace for us. We don't start out just to go back. Somebody says, I just can't hold out. You do like you would if you were walking along out there and fall down. You get up and go again.
Amen.
You have to get away from the Lord. You get right back to it. Don't let the devil drag you around at all. We don't have to do that. There's told every one of you that got saved during this meeting, you can come back here for the Lord. Let you live that long. Next year with victory, everyone else. Some may not be here, no doubt they will not be here. May not be me. I feel I'm going to do pretty well if I get by this time. But the Lord can help us. Lord can help us. And I'm going to live for him. What time to stay here? Try to do something for him. Live for him. He sees fit to let me be gone. I'm going to try to live so you folks can know where I'm at. Now, I want to read some. I don't know just what the Lord wants me to read. Maybe he can help somebody else to have something too. Going to turn here and read a little. I believe it's in there. I'll get here in a minute. Just a little slow. 13th chapter, I believe, of Mark, what I wanted. I think about how good the Lord's been to us. We don't know what's before us, another year, but we do know the devil's going to put up a harder fight than he ever put up before. He's going to try to hinder all of us, every one of us. I don't count on nothing else on the health fight with him along. Lots of my scriptures right here seem like I don't see it. I'll get it in a minute, Lord help us. Looking in Matthew, I've been looking in Mark. Now we're going to read some about being ready to meet the Lord. We've heard a whole lot of that during this week's meeting. Many scriptures, many testimonies, and lots said about being ready to meet the Lord. Folks, I don't know anything any better in this world than we could say we're ready to meet the Lord. Don't know anything any better in this world than to say we're living for the Lord. You know, I love the saints, and I love the Lord, and I love His Word, and I love to work for Him. Have worked for Him a long time, not tired yet of working for Him. Now, I'm going to read a little here. Telling the sheriff sitting down, learn a parable of a fig tree. We want to give a few thoughts here. It'll be a help to us if we'll just look into. Now learn a parable of a fig tree. When her branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer's nigh. Now, I think that scripture, when we see things are going like they are, come to pass, many things going on, that the end of time is near. God said these things would come. And so the end of time will be here, we don't know when, do we? Said back there, man that's born to woman, few days and full of trouble. We know. This thing about, some of them talking about the deep ocean, 6 miles deep. I just thought you can compare a drop of water with the ocean there that deep and compare our life and eternity. Wouldn't be much of a comparison, would it? I want to say our lives is short, folks. We don't know when we're going to leave here. We're going down the road one day, me and one of my daughters in the car, and another car passed us. They're running fast. Daughter said, wish we could drive that fast. And I just started to tell her that sometimes pay not to drive so fast. In place of telling her that, I said, Louisiana, that car was just rolling over. I seen it turn 4 or 5 times, and according to the distance, it must have turned 7 or 8 times. But he's rolled over. You know what? And first car got there, and he's right on the main highway. There, that car had rolled over. Just to show you how certain life is, how quick it can be gone, the car had rolled over there, and it was loaded with whiskey. It's 160 gallons of whiskey. Most of them was half pint and pint bottles. I thought I could raise that up enough to let the man get out. The car was gone. Couldn't move on his head about like that. I believe he could move one hand. But I couldn't raise it. It was heavy. It was loaded with whiskey. Cars run up there. There's 8 or 10 of us got a hold of that. Now, whiskey was just rolling out of that car, hitting that man in the head. I know it was hurting that man. I just cut my arm and raked a lot of it down there. That wasn't all. He said my wife's in there. I drug him out, but the others holding the car up. I went around, I couldn't see his wife. He said she's in there. So I turned around about 12 feet there. She lay, had the top of her head knocked off. Oh, I just thought, whiskey. Had the top of her head knocked off. You can see her brain. Yet she wasn't dead, still living, trying to talk. How much did he think of his whiskey? That Saturday, and she died on Monday. He loaded his whiskey up, they let him have it. He had the right to take it the way he had got it. And he took the whiskey in the car and sent her on the corpse on the train. I want to say life is uncertain and death is sure. We all have to go in eternity somewhere. And when, we don't know. We don't know how. Somebody's allowed to run over you any time out on the road, they do. Many of them up our way get killed half a dozen times in a car. We don't know when somebody's going to run over our car, do we?
No.
And I want to say, every one of you that got saved during this meeting, take heed to the things we've heard, lest at any time we let them slip. Yeah. Let's take heed to this. Now, because I'm trying to tell you, maybe in an awkward way of telling you, but it's so anyhow. We all are going somewhere. Never we leave here, we're going to stay. Not going to come back and have another chance at all to seek the Lord. Now it says, for to learn a parable of the fig tree, when her branches is yet tender, put it forth leaves, ye know that summer's near. We see that during the springtime when the trees leaves out, branches, put the leaves on them. What do we know? We know that summer's near, don't we? Never we see all these things and how things are going on in the world. So on, we meet up with them. We know, according to the Bible, the end of time is here. I just thought about this year now, what we'll do, we've got to do it pretty soon. Nice, haven't we, to get on this year. This year's going to be God. Have we all served the Lord? Do you feel good to look back and see how you lived for the Lord. I don't regret living for the Lord. I may be up with a fella up there at Springfield. Used to go to school with. He says, "John, says I wonder how me and you come out. Says we went to school together, growed up together all of our life mostly. Says you took one road and I took the other. And I says I'm going to come out all right. But I'm afraid on the other road he won't come out all right. I'm going to come out all right. I told my older brother not long back, he's 10 years older than myself. I said, you ought to been serving the Lord a long time.
Yes,
he said, yes, you ought. He's the one who claimed to get saved. But I don't know about the other boys. They won't serve the Lord. We can't make them serve the Lord, but we can live before them. We can live for the Lord. Says, what'd you say?
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. So ye, now it says, now learn the parable of the fig tree, when her branches is yet tender, and putteth forth her leaves, ye know that summer's near. So ye, in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh even at the door. We know these things. We can read the word of the Lord chapter by chapter, and we can think upon them, and we can see what goes on, and looks like time might not be much longer. And I'm going to say tonight, let's make this next year a better year than we have this past year.
Amen.
We don't have to go back on the Lord. Things might not just go to suit you every time. Might not have victory every time. But we can stay in there till we do have victory.
Yeah.
I mean to make this next year better if I can, if I stay here. Might not stay here. Don't count too much on it. But if I do, I'm still, me and my wife, still going to work for the Lord. As long as we stay here. Says, verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Says, heaven and earth pass away, but my word shall not pass away. God's word is going to be true, even at the judgment. His word is going to read just like it does now. But of that day, now listen here, says, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. We don't know, do we? Knoweth no man, not, knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Don't know when it's going to be. But listen here now. Says, take ye heed. Says something for us to do ye. First thing says, take ye heed. Then what does it say? Watch and pray. We know how to take heed. We know how to watch. We know how to pray. Now he says, do that. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and give authority to his servants and to every man. Man, his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Now, we can understand these things. And I said, what ye, therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house comes. Don't know. Says, cometh at evening. Now listen, you just mention different times here. At evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Now, I think about this scripture, many different times it speaks about. You don't know when it's going to come. Death, as one woman says, is everywhere, and you don't know where it is for you. We don't know when it's going to be. But we do know, folks, every one of us know that we're going to leave here some of these days. And I get thought with the good preaching you have heard here, and many good times, it all just encourage us to take a new hold on. Just get right a hold and stay right in there all the time. Don't count on losing out or going back. Sometimes the devil might get the advantage of you and cause you to have a little trouble some way or getting a victory. But the Lord has got it for you. If you'll put right in, I'll guarantee you, you can live for the Lord every day this year. And I said there, says on there, let coming suddenly. That'd be sudden pretty quick, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. You wouldn't know when you'd come. Let coming suddenly, he says, he finds you what? Sleeping. And I think about a man or woman, if the Lord comes and finds them sleeping, they can find you asleep two different ways. Be asleep like we have our sleep here at night, you'll be asleep in sleep. And if we don't watch, a lot of you is going to get cut up when you sleep in sleep. I just thought the good meeting you had last night and all the time and many souls that got saved, if they'll just stay with the Lord, just stay with the Lord, count the cost. I say I counted the cost before I stopped. I see people go back on the Lord. And I say I don't want to go back on the Lord. I'm not getting saved to go back on the Lord. I'm getting saved to serve Him. Live for Him. Work for Him. Make my life feel good for Him. I never did want to go back on the Lord. Never went back on. I might have lost out two or three times to victory, but I didn't stay back. I got back to the Lord. I could see how the enemy was working, try to hinder. And I know God didn't have to stay back there. And we read in the Bible about counting the cost before you start. And we need to count the cost good before we start. Just suddenly I'm going to get saved and I'm not going back on the Lord. Don't have to go back on the Lord. That little girl here, last night, was it, or night before? She wanted to get saved, and I believe they said she wasn't saved enough yet, or something like that. Yeah, not too much. Well, that's a good little testimony, wasn't it? We can't be saved too much. We can be saved enough. We can live for the Lord. But we just be as careful of living it. That little girl, not too much, and want more, and pray more, and live for the Lord. Made me think of a little girl out there one time at the prison of California, a little girl. I don't know, about so high. Anyway, we talked about life. And that little girl got up and just, she says, I thank the Lord for life. Now, lots of people don't thank the Lord as much as they ought to, but that little girl, she could see there's something in living for the Lord and trying to encourage her to live for the Lord like Jesus lived, and she was thanking the Lord for the light she had on the Word, so she'd know how to live. And you can tell that little testimony.